I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. American moviegoers are getting the chance to see the first film made in the Democratic Republic of Congo in more than 20 years. We should say, getting a chance to see and listen to the film. That's because Viva Riva pulses to the music as well as the visual rhythms of the Congolese city of Kinshasa. The plot revolves around the central character. His name is Riva. As writer, director, and producer Joe Munga explains, the movie begins with Riva returning to Kinshasa after living in Angola.
Riva comes back after many years, and there's a shortage of gas. Okay, and so he brings in a full truck of gasoline, which means that he makes a lot of money, and he wants to enjoy the city, rediscover, and he falls in love with this beautiful woman, but she's also dangerous, called Nora, and they get along pretty well in a way, and is also like chased by his former gangsters, who are Angolans and who come to follow him, and that's the beginning of the story at least.
And let's hear a little bit from the film itself. We're providing an English translation over this. This is Riva speaking.
I left for Angola 10 years ago. I wanted to come home and say, Mom, here's $1,000 for you.
There's a lot of spreading of big bucks around. Money plays a huge role in this. And Riva himself has made a fortune in hijacked gasoline.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that scene actually, that it talks about the dream of many young people, you know, makes money. They first think about offering money to their mother. And of course, this never happens because they burn the money in a nightclub or with women or drinking. Money is becoming like the only value, or one of the only value at least.
Was it that way, by the way, when you left Kinshasa? I mean, you were a young boy at that time.
It was very different. You know, people have problems to imagine how, like, in 20 years, Africa has changed, you know, or Kinshasa has changed, for example. The relation to the family, the relation to the culture and the history was very different. Money was not important. But now, with all the crisis and how the way the society and the country has collapsed, people are, like, surviving. And when it comes to surviving, it's just like how you're going to make the next dollars to buy food for your family or pay your rent or just to survive.
So what was it like then for you to make a film there? I mean, you have your own production company here. You're hiring a lot of local actors. The main actor, Riva, is played by a man named Pacha Bey. Where did you find people like him?
Well, most of the people have the feeling that it was difficult for me to make a film in Congo because of the problem of logistics and infrastructure. But actually, it wasn't in that sense because we have a lot of good actors or talented people in Congo, but they just don't have an opportunity.
Are most of the actors, including Pacha, right from Kinshasa?
Yes, just except Nora. Mani Malone, she comes from Paris because I couldn't find an actress who could play all these erotic scenes and all this violence. So I did the casting in Paris and I met her and then she came to Kinshasa.
I hope you didn't tell the women of Kinshasa that you couldn't find a woman who was sensuous enough to be able to play that role.
No, it's not that way. You have fantastic women, sensual women in Kinshasa. But we are quite a conservative society, you know. And so to accept to play that part the way it was, it was quite difficult, you know.
Seriously?
To play that. Yes, because
I mean, these are very erotic scenes that we're talking about. You know, the lights go out in the club and suddenly everyone's dancing. I'm surprised that you couldn't find anybody locally who would be able to do that.
No, it's just to have this confidence in your mind and to accept it. To be honest with you, because there are also lesbian scenes in the film, the actress who played these roles, they were like really, really brave. And in my mind, I was saying to myself, if there is a problem when the film is released, I saved some money to fly them out of the country, you know. I don't think there would be a problem because when we did the screening in Kinshasa, it went very well and people liked it because it's not like a secret. Kinshasa is one of like the hottest places in Africa in the sense of like nightclub, sexuality, and the scenes that you see in the films are quite real in that sense.
I'm guessing that there were a lot of local bands who were really happy that you included their music, and the music plays a huge role. It's almost a Kinshasa character of itself. Tell us how you decided what to put on the soundtrack.
Talking about Kinshasa, I wanted to give a sense of like history of music of the town, you know, because we often forget that people enjoy the Congolese music today, but the Congolese music has some roots. So the first scene that when you get a sense of the Congolese music is traditional music. So I went to choose music from the north west of the country, from Equator, which is really sensual, which is also a pleasant music. And I think that is like a good idea of like how to look at Kinshasa for the first time. So I took the Mongo tribe music, which is played by Mabele Elisi. And after that, I moved to what became the first modern Congolese music, which is rumba. There is this really classical song named Mario that, I mean, people who know that will recognize that when Riva and his friend Jim drive in at night and they arrive at Meredo's place. Mario is such a, that's a song which really represents the 80s, you know, but like kind of peak of like Congolese music of that time. Mario, and after that, I moved to the contemporary Congolese club music, which is like called Nobolo in many African countries. And you hear Wera Son, it's one of like the most popular singer today, and a really nice guy, really cool, and he was really happy to have his song in the film. Miss Makosasa, Donatella la beauté qui part. And the fourth part with the techno and the Congolese techno, I would say. And that was to give a sense of like how I see the past and maybe the future of Kinshasa in terms of music.
We're going to go out on that last track that you mentioned called Viva Kinshasa from your film Viva, yes. Riva. And who's singing this, Viva Kinshasa?
Papi Mbavu.
From Kinshasa. Joe Munga, the writer, director, and producer of the film Viva Riva, the first film to be made in the Democratic Republic of Congo, first feature film in more than two decades. The soundtrack to the film celebrates the diversity of Afropop. You can hear more at theworld.org. Joe Munga, thank you, and good luck with the film.
Thank you very much.
Riva has played in nine U.S. cities. It opens this weekend in San Diego and San Jose, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Portland, Oregon. You can see the trailer on our website, theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.